Hey, this is Kadu, and you are listening to Music's Journey Podcast with my friend and host, Kim Sear.
The other night, the boys and I were out in Fine Formation. There was this song, when it came on, stopped the conversation. It had that nitty-gritty down-home soul. Even made me put down my phone and pulled me right out to the floor. Lord, it makes you wanna crank it on up, break it on down, shake your mommy, make her like your mama ain't around. Keep it on 10 tequilas on ice. DJ got us going all night, doing the rattlesnake bite.
You just heard a snippet of the latest single, Rattlesnake Bite, by Canadian country artist Kadu here on Music's Journey. Kadu is no stranger to the music business. Kadu spent over a decade as the guitarist and backing vocalist for the multi-award-winning rock band State of Shock. Kadu has now taken his career in a whole new direction the last few years, stepping into the spotlight for the very first time. Since then, the singer-songwriter has released a debut EP, multiple singles, and won 2 British Columbia Country Music Association Awards. You can look forward to more new music on the horizon as Kadu has been working on a ton of songs that are ready to go, and I can't tell you how excited I am to hear that. Here to talk about his new music and all the great shows lined up for 2023, here is multi-award winning country artist Kadu. It is so good to have you back on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, yes. And yourself?
Very good. Very good. Finally getting over everything now. There's just been so many viruses going around. It's been terrible.
Yes. Well, I've been fairly unscathed. I've had a couple days where a little under the weather, but nothing major, only like 2 or 3 days kind of thing, and bounce back. So
that's good. How was your holidays?
Holidays were good.
Good.
I was down in Washington for a little bit, visiting some friends. And then my cousin is out here, so he got together with him and his wife for Christmas Day, and a few other friends up here, and it was good.
Awesome. That's great. It's always nice to have that little bit of time to enjoy with family and friends, especially on the holidays.
Yes, 100%.
Last time I had you on the show, you were sitting on Chad Kroeger's boat. And you were trying to find a spot to get reception because you guys were going to do the interview. Then you guys were off to do ET Canada, I think, for the premiere for Rattlesnake.
Right.
Yeah, for Rattlesnake.
So it's been 2 years
that we did that.
It feels like forever ago.
I know. It's been so good, though, to be able to. You were heading out doing so much live music that was happening, the world getting back to normal. So it must have been amazing to be able to play your songs and get out there and feed off the energy for a live audience.
Yeah, it was really nice to finally get back at it. it was like I was saying, it was really good to get out and play. It had been a while, and it's always nice to get in front of the fans, and that's kind of what we do for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't say that completely. I can be a little selfish because I do love playing music.
I know you do. And you are so good at it. You have been so busy working on a lot of different projects. We're going to get into all of that, but let's dig back into a little bit of what your past was. We have so many fans now that listen to our interview the first time, and so many people from the UK, and oh man, we had a ton of questions that came in from Australia too. Wow. I will throw those in at the end of the show, if that's okay.
Of course.
I wanted to go back and talk about that because so many of the fans might not know that you've been doing this for a long time, but you've had such amazing success. It must be really surreal for you to look back at where you grew up, your roots in a small town, graduating, and then touring with some of the biggest rock acts out there, and now being so successful crossing over into the country lane?
Yes, it has been unbelievable. I probably couldn't find enough words of gratitude to sum it all up, but it has been amazing. I couldn't ask for a better path from where I grew up to what I got to experience and to where I am now. And I'm excited about the new music that's coming this way, and hopefully everybody else likes it as much as I do.
Well, if it's anything like what we have already been privy to, I think so. I think so.
Well, I appreciate that.
When you look at the influences growing up, I know that your love of rock was a huge thing for you, as well as when grunge hit too. I think that's when I first met you guys, and when you were with State of Shock at the time. Talk to us about what the impact of the influence is growing up, and what sound you were looking for to really develop into your own music.
I don't know if I was particularly looking for a certain sound. I think I was just using music as a sweet outlet. You know, when you grow up in a town with 2,000 people, not a lot to do. You kind of use music as an escape.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that all of my influences, from grunge to the early rock, classic rock that I kind of listened to, and also growing up in the prairies in Alberta, there was a ton of country influences as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember my mom teaching me to two-step before my first dance, because
Wow.
There was going to be some country music to two-step to. Can't be leaning against the wall when all the pretty girls want to dance.
There you go.
So, you know, I think that where I ended up now and the music I'm making is basically an amalgamation of all of those things, and I'm really enjoying what's coming to light.
Mm-hmm. I think with all the different influences that are now available to be able to put into country music, it's changed so much the landscape, and just the different sounds, the flavors of the different genres, and also still the traditional country. What do you describe yourself as?
The best of everything.
I hear blues in there, which I absolutely love. I hear the rock influence. That's right.
We have a flavor for everyone.
What was that feeling when you first decided you were going to go into all this, to go back into what your roots are, and that's the country? What did it feel like to be able to say, okay, do I have an idea of what I'm looking for, what you wanted the fans to hear?
The feeling was, I was terrified.
You?
Stepping into the middle, being the front guy, was probably more of what I was thinking about versus where my sound ended up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think I was shooting for anything in particular. I think everything really came together organically. And I think subconsciously, I bring all of those influences into any of the writing sessions that I do, especially for my own stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, outside of other artists that I've worked with.
Well, so. I think too, that when I talked to you before, when I had seen you guys at State of Shock, and the importance to you to be authentic as an artist, as well as just being able to, you know, to gravitate to all the experiences that you've had, and putting that down in writing, you know, to a song that just means something to you. And that's always been important when it comes to the, you know, being authentic and presenting yourself
100%.
That way. Yeah. Was it hard for you to change from rock, writing for rock, and coming to the country genre, or easier?
It was different. I don't think it was a challenge, I guess, like anything, as far as, but it feels really natural to me. It wasn't like I'm going to be country today. You know, we just got together with a few different people and started writing songs, and it turned out awesome. And eventually Jeff Johnson approached me while we were writing songs and said, you know, do you want to, you ever thought about being the middle guy? Mm. And they took me back to being in Alberta and thinking, well, I'm going to move to the West Coast to do this. So might as well take a leap, go for it.
Big change. Big change. Were you really nervous to do that, to step in the spotlight?
Yes. When I was the backup vocalist, I just got to throw my little two bits here and there and then back away from the microphone.
You don't have to worry it the same.
That's
sure.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I say something wrong, I can just turn around and look at the drummer.
His fault.
Yeah, totally. I didn't really say that. I hope they look at the lead guy.
Well, you had to know. You had to know the special vocals you have, and just you just have that stage presence that has always stood out in the forefront. And you're born to be in the center. You're born to play country. There's no doubt about it.
That's what my grade 8 English teacher said.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Simon likes to be the class clown.
Well, I remember all this every time I've interviewed you. It's just always been so much fun. You've always been a blast to interview.
I should be light, you know, light and bright, as they say.
Yeah, well, what did you say to me last time we had to keep it PG? And I went, no, we don't.
Well, it really closes off some of the demographic.
It does. It does. It just kind of changes everything a little bit.
Yeah. I guess that was a big change coming across to the country world.
Oh, yes.
I got to remember all my P's and Q's.
Big difference.
Mama did raise me right, but I do like to break the rules.
Big difference from going from Edge Fest and all these different festivals and the big stages to coming to country. Yeah, I remember it well. It was hard for me to change, too, because I wasn't interviewing a lot of country artists. I come from the rock world. And big change for me, too. And I just find fans are so different, too. When you see the country fans, they're diehard. They are lifers. They, once they love you, they stay with you. And it's just an amazing, amazing fans that you've got in this genre that are just, as I said, you've already got so many right now in Australia. I can't believe how many questions we get for you.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been. It's time, probably.
I think so. Maybe I have to talk to Chad about that one. Get everybody over there. Get everybody over there.
What's the touring budget on Australia?
That's right. Well, you just never know. Australia's just been such a huge support for Canadian country. Really big support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it like for you 2018 when you won your very first country music award? And that's got to sit real sweet.
It was neat. It was cool to be, I guess, recognized within the genre and within the country music community, the local one in BC. I think that's what you're referring to.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's been great. And everybody's amazing. And who doesn't like taking some hardware home? especially if you're the new guy.
Well, let's just put this out there for everybody. If they just don't remember, we're going to remind them right now. 2019, you released your debut self-entitled EP, 3 singles, continuing that winning streak with nominations for the BC Country Music Association Awards for Male Artist of the Year, SoCan Writer of the Year, Single of the Year, Album of the Year. You ended up taking home Video of the Year for something to roll on. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that one was fun. I think we had more fun filming that than I've ever had in a full day with all of my friends.
Well, I bet, because sitting there and knowing how strong that fear was to be able to step out into the spotlight and to be accepted by your peers, but also by the country fans, open arms for everything, and then country radio. Which isn't easy to get on.
No, I'm still knocking at the door of a few stations out there. If you guys are listening, I'm still on the doorstep. You can let me in anytime you want.
It's cold out here. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm not the newsboy. I'm not here to collect.
Just, I absolutely love just where your career has been when it started to where you are now. It's like a full circle moment to the roots of your music. Knowing the influences in country, the successful artist that you are, what has those experiences lent to you when it comes to writing the authentic music? Did you really gravitate to that as easily as you thought you were going to?
I don't...
Well, life experience on the road. Man, there's got to be so many stories and different lessons that you've had along the way.
Well, and growing up. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. Getting older, I should say.
He's going, I'm not growing up yet.
No, well, I'm not giving into that one.
Yeah, because the life experience is kind of cool.
Along the way within my life, good and good, bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not only necessarily just pulling from something personal. Sometimes you just kind of, your mind starts to wander and you come up with a great story. Mm-hmm. And which is awesome because, like a book, the story can be read however you interpret it, however you want to interpret it, which is great about music because it might not be something that is super personal on my end, but it's a great story that we created that people can relate with.
Mm-hmm. Is there a story that sticks out to you that someone has come up to you and shared?
There's been a lot of fans come up to me and be so grateful of the music that I've created, which is blows my mind and makes me feel amazing because like everybody else out there, I have, a stack full of insecurities of being able to deliver and create great things for people to appreciate and playing live and making sure everybody has an amazing time at an event. And so there, those moments are very impactful, somebody saying a certain song got you through, mm-hmm. A tough time. And because how many songs have gotten us all through tough times?
Can you name one?
And that's amazing.
Can you name one that got you through a tough time? You know me. I'm going to
pull
these.
Doesn't that make me vulnerable?
You remember this from me last time. You're going, Kim, mm-hmm. I didn't get the memo. You're asking questions.
Jeez. I left my file folder at home.
I told you I'd get you again.
Can I plead the fifth at any point?
Nope. is there a song that stands out for you?
There's a few, I'm a hopeless romantic and my being a Virgo and been heartbroken multiple times in my life.
No
probably
way.
Because of my own fault. And that's called growing, mm-hmm. through the years. But there's a song called Try Not to Love You by Nickelback.
Very good.
And that was
song.
That was a few years ago now. And that was a very impactful song. Mm. Getting through a little bit of heartache, which my buddy is very good at.
He is.
Writing amazing songs.
I've got so many favorites, absolute favorites. He's so good at it, really good. It's nice to be able to see that side, to go a little bit deeper.
Of course.
He's going to be going.
Get to know all the dark shadows of my personality.
Strip back those layers.
I'm like an onion donkey.
He's going, Kim, don't go too deep.
It gets a little rotten towards the core.
Nah, never. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist, Kadu, here on Music's Journey. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sierra, and I am chatting with my very special guest, country artist, Kadu. I really wanted to be able to showcase all the songs, so let's talk about 24 Reasons.
Okay.
This song was one of my favorite tracks to play, and that's one that's been requested on the playlist all the time for me.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about writing this one.
That song was kind of like lightning striking Jeff Johnson and I were working together, probably one of the first times, one or two times that we had hung out, and I was playing something on the acoustic, and he kind of grabbed it out of my hand. It's like, you and your rock riffs. And he just started plunking away, and he's like, you're the lead guy now, so sing some. And I just, he's plunking away on the verse bits, and I started singing the verse, and we started writing down the lyrics, and we got up to the chorus, and literally lightning struck Jeff, and he was like, I went to say something, he's like, write this down. I'm like, no problem. And he spit out 3/4 of the chorus, and then him and I took a step back and kind of Rubik's cubed it and got it all dialed in. And it was one of those songs that we literally wrote in about an hour, 45 minutes. We had a majority of it done. And I always thought it was a pretty cool tune. Mm-hmm. It was neat. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that one's fun.
Pretty special. As I said, it's one of my favorite tracks to play. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the hit single 24 Reasons by multi-award winning country artist Kadu here on Music's Journey.
Woke up broke on a yesterday dream. Good and goodbye. There ain't no sand left of you and me on that pillowcase to my right. This coffee shop was the two of us. Now counting steps till I'm home to the living room with the lonely view, and I'm missing you on my own. Tell me so. No, ain't nobody gonna tell me so. Time and time it keeps dragging on. I stumble out in the night. Line them up till my memory's gone of what used to be you and I. Tell me so.
Was 24 Reasons by multi-award winning country artist Kadu off his self-titled album released back in 2019. This one was an instant hell yes for me when I first heard it. Absolutely love it.
Awesome. Thank you.
What did it feel like to have fans instantly fall in love with that? Same thing with country radio.
Well, it's always a good thing when people like your creations. Mm-hmm. It's always one of those things that linger. like, I hope people like it.
It's nice when people continue to play these songs back. And that's something special.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any sort of appreciation for the music that I create is I'm very grateful, over the moon for. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to verbalize every day how grateful I am for all the aspects of my life.
Well, I think that's where we have to stem back and take that moment to remember everything, and remember each time you're on stage too, right? To let it all sink in, because a lot of the times it's a blur. If I asked you about State of Shock, what your favorite moment was, is it a lot that you don't remember throughout that time? You know,
well, what are you suggesting here, Kim?
See, some of these.
Is there a lot that you don't remember? Like, the question could have really been asked a little bit different.
Yes, it could. You answer it whatever way you like. How's that?
You know what? It is a lot of there's a lot of blur. Mm-hmm. Let alone, we did like to indulge a little bit and have a good time. Mm-hmm. There was a lot that happened in a short period of time.
A lot.
You know, and so there are a lot of, you know, staple moments of and spots where we've played. But eventually the interstate turns into interstate. And it's, you know, it's we were an opening act for these big bands. So you get your half an hour and you get on to the next city.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing you play when you guys were on the road with Papa Roach and Stain and quite a few of them. It's a tough time. I know a lot of the younger artists out there that are up and coming that, you know, want to get onto the tour buses and do all this. What is the one thing that you found to be the hardest thing for you personally, being an artist in the spotlight like that?
Discipline. you know, I was, it was damn near, well, over a little over a decade now ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was a little bit younger,
yep,
a little more foolish. The hard part, I guess, was I'd go back to discipline. You really have to, you know, be good to yourself to make sure you can deliver every night. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Being away from family is always tough as well.
Yeah, because it's hard to stay grounded when you're on that trajectory like that. Mm-hmm. And you're constantly, like, there's no way to pull it back and just take a breather like we have with COVID, right? Like a lot of the artists that were sitting on a high like that and going out and playing these world tours. And then all of a sudden they didn't even know how to identify, you know, when they looked in the mirror. And I like talking about some of that stuff because I think it's important for, you know, other artists to hear, you know, people that are looking at and wanting to come into the music industry. And that's why I asked you that question. I don't like to put you on the spot, but at the same time,
yes,
you know,
you do.
Yes, I do. But, you know, it's nice to be able to be real about that. And, you know, different challenges that you face. What's the one big takeaway? Now, that's a challenge that you conquered, but what's one of the big takeaways that you're grateful for that you've learned, you know, in those lessons and moved that forward and taken with you now? What's the one thing that you can say?
I would say all the good and the bad that I experienced just made me want to be a better human being and just be empathetic and humble and caring and just a little more grounded, because it can get away on you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a lot of fun, but it can be very detrimental too, depending on decisions that you're making.
Is it fair to say that now that you've gone through all of that and you've, you know, you've been on those big, huge tours and playing with the best in the business, when you look at your life now, are you playing back to your real roots, to the love of just playing? where you started this whole journey.
Yes, 100%. I love, I get super anxious before a show.
Do you really?
And I figure.
Still?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. When I figure, why, that's the point of doing it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is kind of pushing through and conquering those fears and just getting the, you know, those feeding off the butterflies.
Yeah. Instead of letting them take you down.
I love the engagement.
Yeah.
You know, it's really special when you get to see what you're doing, what you're bringing to the crowd, mm-hmm. and how it affects them. And usually, hopefully in a positive way.
Always has every time I've seen you guys play.
Yeah.
Every time I see you guys play.
Make sure there's no tomato stands near the stage.
He's going, please no.
I stopped playing grocery stores.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, multi-award winning country artist, Kadu, here on Music's Journey. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sierra, and I am chatting with my very special guest, country artist, Kadu. Let's talk about your smash hit, Something to Roll On, because that one got you a ton of...
Got me a ton of nominations.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And Video of the Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's actually the first song, country song, that I co-wrote. Jeff Johnson and I and Cash Crawford, mm-hmm. we got together at my old apartment in Langley, and we spit that one out. That was a lot of fun. I had really, really enjoyed that song. And I love the attention it got from the BC Country Music Association.
That's the one that I've been getting the requests on that they're just catching now.
Oh, wow. Well, isn't that surprising?
Mm-hmm. So
where's my stats person? Where's my stats person?
They pay attention to the Canadian artists, and you are just, I think they're just going through that playlist now. And that's why I was getting, when did he start? Is he brand new? I've been getting that all day today. And I went, nope, actually he's been doing it for a couple of years now. And they were just so excited about your music.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know what, like anything, it takes hard work and time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This one was,
I'm not one for giving up, if anybody hasn't noticed.
I'm telling you, country music, you are meant to be here. I cannot wait for the new stuff. So tell us about the video, because we're going to play this song in a second. But tell us about the video, because this one was brilliant.
Yeah, it was. There was a few treatments
I can still see it in my head.
Yeah, and it was a fun day. There was a few treatments that came through, and then we finally settled on me and a girl, basically, running a moving company. Touring down the road, singing the song, coming across broken down vehicles here and there. And Chad and I were kind of brainstorming, and he's such a creative force. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, there should be a sports team, a girls' like badminton team, something odd. Right. And I said, that sounds like a great idea, and you should be the coach. And he said, if we can get all matching outfits, he's like, I'm in. And then Cole, the producer, the director, I should say, he's like, I need like a little bit of an older guy that could play like a grumpy guy, but then like partying by the end. And I was like, light bulb came on. And I picked up my phone and I called my cousin Dave. I'm like, I got the perfect guy. I'm like, you want to be in a music video? I'm like, shit, yeah.
It's
his best work to date.
Somehow I think you guys were just in your natural state, just having fun. And
Yes.
It was
a great day.
It's such a great, great video. That's why it got Video of the Year. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the hit single, Something to Roll On, by multi-award winning country artist, Kadu, here on Music's Journey.
Well, like the Marlboro Man and his Mary Jane, take
take a little trip on a crazy train. Bitch about a problem, smoke 'em if you got 'em, I see. We got the Kenwoods cranking out a country song. Take a Polaroid picture if you can't stay long. If the wheels fall off, ain't gonna stop tonight. A little something to roll, roll on. Like a late night wine to roll. A little something to roll, roll on.
Little road trip radio.
I'll pick you up on the Friday at the highway. Ain't the only highway we'll be on. Hand me that ripped up retro cover of the Rolling Stone. A little something to roll on. About us hanging out, yelling home by nine as we were peeling out. But the weekend's on with the Willie Nelson song tonight. 'Cause we can hit the hayloft, hot spot, tractor pull, parking lot, steal a couple kisses at the steamy little smoke spot. Paper, scissor, rock, baby, you call the shots tonight. A little something to roll, roll on, like a late night wine to roll. No, I'll pick you up on the Friday at the highway. Ain't the only highway we'll be on. Hand me that ripped up retro cover of the Rolling Stone. A little something to roll on.
Well, crazy is as crazy does. Couple country kids in a beat-up truck. I'm a little off-road, and that's the truth. As long as I'm all getting lost with you.
Don't need to know. I'll pick you up on the Friday in the highway. Ain't the only highway we'll be on. Hand me that ripped up retro cover of the Rolling Stone. A little something to roll. Something to roll on.
That was the hit single Something to Roll On by country artist Kudu off his self-titled album that was released in 2019. Don't forget you can download the song and any of the ones that you're going to be hearing that we're going to be playing today on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, share it, and request it at your favorite local country radio station. Let's talk about Wiser Than Me. Another really good song.
Yeah, this was fun. This is another, like, that's kind of my explanation of all of them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, this one's
little
fun.
Deeper. Oh, pull back that onion.
A lot of fun on this record. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we're a little bit about fun around here.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I can count on that.
Yeah, light and bright.
Light and bright. Well, this is your third. I think it was the third single, right? The yes. The third that you released off for 604 Records off your self-entitled album.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, myself, and Chad were sitting at his place, his old place in Langley, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working on the song, another song. I can't say the title because it's still out there in the vault.
Ooh.
And Jeff spits out, Bud is wiser than me. And Chad looks at me, he's like, ooh, that's good. I'm like, hey, fellas, it doesn't really fit the cadence of what, where we're at. That's good. Chad turns to me. He's like, you got to know when to be able to switch gears. I'm like, all right, Big Rig, let's go. And we just started fumbling through this song of, like, you know, the basic things and, like, all of the commonalities of how a simple folk live.
There's a lot of cheeky lyrics in this. That's what I loved about it.
I thought lyrically it was awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it when I heard it.
He Chad turns to me and he says, the best part about it, when we finally got the chorus, he goes, the best part about it is you get to sing about being dumber than beer every night.
Yeah, he's probably going like, you know, 10 years from now, you're still going to be singing that song.
Right? I hope so.
Yeah, you will be.
Sure as shit, I hope.
Well, yeah. We're going to play this one right
I'll come,
now.
Hey, I'll come second at God, I can't even speak. See, I am dumber than beer. I was going to say, I'll come in second on a Mensa test to Budweiser.
Every time, right? We're going to play this one right now. Here is the third single, Wiser Than Me, by multi-award-winning country artist Kadu, here on Music's Journey.
I ain't a learned man, no college degree. Life passed math, cause the head of the class was Poindexter next to me. Could throw a touchdown pass to get the hometown queen. Hold the crown, my dear, cause the king of beers is my redneck royalty. Couldn't pass the bar, nope, even if I tried. Cause there's a crowded room cranking 80s tunes with pretty ladies packed inside. Sharpest tool in the shed, I never claim to be, but it don't matter that Bud is wiser than me. A little light in the head, not the brightest bulb on the tree, but it don't matter that Bud is wiser than me. Sharpest tool in the shed, I never claim to be, but it don't matter that Bud is wiser than me. I got a heart made of gold, yeah, wear it right on the sleeve, so it don't matter that Bud. No, it don't matter that Bud is wiser than me.
That was Wiser Than Me off the self-titled album released in 2019 by my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist Kadu. Don't forget you can download Wiser Than Me on all your streaming platforms, add it to your playlist, and request it at your local radio station. That song must be such a blast to play live.
Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun. And, you know, the crowd loves it. They eat it up.
Well,
it's been a blast.
Well, they're going to have so much fun, especially, again, when I had you on the show last time, you were just releasing Rattlesnake Bite. We're going to be talking about that one right now. Tell us about that song, writing this one. Just, oh, man, such a cool tune all the way around.
Yeah, I was plunking away on an acoustic one day, and I was playing the riff. And Chad turned to me and he said, "Well, that's cool." I was like, "Where? What's that?" I said, "Well, I wrote that." He's like, "Come on."
Of course he did.
I'm like, "Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having faith in me." And he's like, "We should write that one." I'm like, "Let's get down on it." So him and I jumped into the studio. Actually, where I'm downstairs right now in the studio where we created that song.
Very. Actually, did you do?
Oh, three nice. Quarters of them. Yep.
How many guitars are sitting in there?
But there's a few upstairs.
I figured there has to be.
There's probably about 30.
Wow.
I would think.
30 guitars.
I'm going to go with 30. I'm going to spitball 30.
Wow.
So him and I started laying down the demo. And we got to the chorus and we rewrote the chorus. And I think we were on version 6 of the chorus and we were finally satisfied. And then we shot it over to Jeff Johnson and he started to build the track a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back with a bridge idea. And then the three of us Rubik's Cubed it again and came to an agreement and we kept on laying this thing down and it just got more and more fun. And we wanted to create a song that would, especially at the time, COVID was hitting and mm-hmm. nobody was really allowed to go anywhere or see anybody. Or it was like we were all caught in the movie Footloose.
I know.
We weren't allowed to dance.
Had to go out in the barn and dance with the cows. Yes, we did.
Damn it. Lift cow, let us dance. Yeah, and so that's kind of where we went lyrically with it. It was something to take people away from, take their minds away from where we were at, and whether they got to get up in their living rooms or wherever they were to dance around and be silly for 3 minutes.
It was such a great tease, too, because you premiered that on ET Canada, and that was just after I talked to you. And we were talking about the line dances that must, be coming up for that. You must have gotten so many TikTok stuff sent to you.
It was great. We did a little, we shot the song around and we had a bunch of people come back with the dance and a spinoff of the dance that we kind of created. And I've had a ton of people reach out down in Texas and some of the southern states in these big ballrooms where they're doing, well, I guess you wouldn't call it a ballroom. It'd be a damn near honky-tonk, but bigger.
Doing the line dance.
And they're doing this massive line dance to Rattlesnake. And it's one of the coolest feelings because it's cool. Like,
I knew it.
Like, I remember growing up trying to fit in with the line dance, and it was probably Brooks and Dunn at the time.
Yes.
Or John Michael. Mm-hmm. Hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign?
Mm-hmm. I remember. Was it the Junior Farmers dances or something like that? I think that's what it was
called.
Right,
4-H dances.
That's right.
You name it.
Bringing back some memories. There you go.
Yeah.
I knew there was going to be some great dances that came out to this one. I knew it as soon as I heard it. It's just such a catchy tune. And yeah, you guys nailed it. Just knocked it out of the park for this one.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's a blast to play live.
I bet. All your songs are a blast. Yes, all your songs are like that. Yeah, they're really,
good. I feel like that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to keep the party rolling. That's right.
Yeah, well, we go to shows to have a blast, don't we?
Yeah. For the time that we have it on there, you got
to
do it.
I like to keep my tears for back home.
That's right. Festivals are just made for everybody just having a good time with your friends. Yes. And yeah, just kicking it. It's just such a great song. We're going to play this one right now. Here's the latest single, Rattlesnake Bite, by country artist Kadu, here on Music's Journey.
The song, when it came on, stopped the conversation. It had that nitty-gritty down home zone. Even made me put down my phone and pulled me right out to the flood, flood. Slide to the side and tap that heel. Tuck, tuck, back to the right and do that ghost.
right. Oh Lord, it makes you wanna crank it on up, break it on down, shake your mommy, make her like your mama ain't around. Keep it on 10, tequila's on ice, DJ got us going all night, doing the rattlesnake bite. Rattlesnake bite, bite. Grabbing your spine and keeping time, cause everybody's clapping. Just feel the flow and let it go, cause it's about to happen. You love that nitty gritty down home soul. Everybody put down their phone and let it lead you to the flow, flow. Slide to the side and tap that heel. Tuck, tuck, back to the right and do that do-si-do. It makes you wanna crank it on up, break it on down, shake your money, make it like your mama ain't around. Keep it on 10, tequila's on ice, DJ got us going all night, doing the rattlesnake bite. Doing the rattlesnake bite.
People sing along to that old town road. There's a new kid in town, show it up, throw it down. Won't be sitting once you know that you've been bitten.
The rattlesnake bite. Oh Lord, it makes you wanna crank it on up, break it on down, shake your mommy, make her like your mama ain't around. Rattlesnake bite. Doing the rattlesnake bite. Bite.
The rattlesnake bite. Bite. The rattlesnake bite. Bite. The rattlesnake bite. Bite. The rattlesnake bite.
That was Rattlesnake Bite, the song that we've all been dancing to by my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist Kadu. And he wrote that one with Chad Kroeger for the Juno Award-winning platinum-selling band Nickelback. Such a great song. What's it been like working with Jeff? He is so good.
Jeff's great. Jeff is one of the most creative people I've ever met. He's a very, very talented individual. Yeah. I have had a lot of fun writing songs with him.
Has he been able to pull more out of you than you ever thought you were able to vocally?
Yes, mm-hmm. Jeff. We've had a few yelling matches.
Have you really?
We've debated, as you would say.
He's going, I can't. Jeff's going, yes, you can.
Well, you know, and it's, he pushed me to get vocal training when I first started singing. You know, I couldn't make, and I'd be a one pass through the song and I'd be burning out my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just with, I'd never taken any training. I just, my grade 8 boys choir training was a little subpar. other than our teachers like, Simon, you're trying to sing over top of everyone. Like, hell yeah, I am. Have you heard my voice?
Well, you want to make sure that you're protecting it too. And I think that's,
yes.
You don't think about that, but it's those exercises that make all the difference for you to be able to do this years down the line.
Yes. And he also helped me with my emotion when singing, you know, and because you really got to get your head wrapped around it and find that moment so that you can really, you know, portray what the song's about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a really important part. Yeah.
That's why all of the songs that I've put out, you know, I have a hand in co-writing because I like to be a part of it. It gives me a little more of a connection to the song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I'm opposed to anybody that wants to send me some songs, by all means.
Well, I just know that when I talked to you the first time when you were with State of Shock. That's what you were talking about. It was just being able to be in your own skin and being relatable and having fans, yes, you know, to be able to relate to the story you're trying to tell. And that was a really important part for you. So that's why I knew that this was going to be a really unique journey for you.
Well, I think also that people, you know, we're all looking for a little relatability. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, we all have day-to-day struggles. We all have ups and downs. And it's, if we can gather in a spot and listen to some great music and get out frustrations and feel some joy and laugh and cry and have a few beverages, then that's what it's all about.
It works every time. Yeah. Music is just that cornerstone,
the world
would
be a terrible place without it. Without
I can't even imagine.
It's a rough place as it is.
Yeah. There's just songs that you turn to every time. Yep. And it's just something that touches your heart. You can't explain it. It just, you know, it does for me. I've always got certain songs for road tunes and yeah, lots
it also helps bring, it helps bring us together and push our differences apart and, you know, or set our differences aside. Sorry.
God knows we need that. We definitely need that. It just never
ends. It's okay to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Somebody might have a different opinion. That's okay too.
I don't get it. You know, I don't get it because we all have differences. We're individuals. We're different people. But yes, where did the healthy debates go where you can just accept somebody's opinion on that and there's no judgment, but not today, not anymore.
No, that's lost. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get it back one day.
I hope so. I really hope so. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist, Kadu, here on Music's Journey. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sierra, and I am chatting with my very special guest, country artist, Kadu. Is there an artist that you would love to work with anywhere in the world? Not just Canadian.
Big fan of Hardy, big fan of Morgan Wallen. These guys are just,
I could see that.
And these guys are talented individuals. Mm-hmm. And that shows in their product and their success. And there's so many artists. There's so many grand artists that I'd love to sit in a room with.
You know who I'd love to see you with? Blake Shelton.
That's interesting that you said that, because that before I said Hardy, that was in my brain, so I think just pulled that out.
Yeah. Wow. I know it'd be...
We don't even use words anymore. You and I.
See?
This is going to be the quietest interview ever.
No. See, I could sit there and see you with Blake Shelton, but man, that would be trouble with a triple T. Definitely. I have met him.
He is such a talent as well.
Oh, gosh, is he ever. Yeah, he would love you. He would absolutely love you.
That would be amazing.
Is there a Canadian female artist that you would like to do a duet with?
Well, not to spill the beans, but maybe there's a duet already on the new EP that's coming.
Yes. You just
She's
made
an
my
upcoming
day.
Artist. Mm. She's got a single out right now that's about to hit top 40.
Ooh.
At least. Beautiful, beautiful talent. But I'm not going to give you her name.
Come on.
Because I can't.
Initials.
Come on.
Come on.
I don't give up either. Is Tegan Gase.
I was hoping, because her tone with you would be so good. She is so good.
Well, and I have a song coming out that was perfect. She popped into my brain. Her manager, Tracy Singer, and I have been great friends for a long time. Tracy is an amazing person as well. Salt of the earth. And she introduced me to Tegan, and I heard her sing and I heard some of her stuff, and we had this song, and I was like, we need a female artist to sing the second verse.
Nice. I can't wait for this.
We had her come out, and we were all kind of in a rush the one day, and we didn't really get where we wanted to go. But I had faith in this young lady, and we reconvened at Jeff's in Vernon, Coldstream.
Mm-hmm.
And she just nailed the vocals.
Wow.
And I'm really excited to bring this one to the table because I think everybody's going to love this one.
Oh, see, that's, I was really praying and hoping that you were going to be doing a duet because it's just that other side of you that I'm waiting to see.
See? That's sensitive. He was raised by girls. He's a Virgo. Oh my God.
No, I just want to hear your voice on something vulnerable like that. And yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, it's a good tune. I'm really excited about it. I got five more brand new ones coming out.
Nice.
And it's going to be great.
Like I had Tegan on, I think it was last year. I had her on and she's just such an amazing talent. She is just so good at what she does. She's very, very good. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe when?
Well, we haven't decided on when. We're hoping spring, early spring.
Oh, okay. So that's not too far away.
Along those. Nope. We're literally getting songs mastered at the moment.
Nice.
The artwork is, I would say, 94% done.
Very cool.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to get a few opinions on what people like. And hopefully they like at least one of the five or one of the six. Well, Rattlesnake will be on the EP. So
perfect.
That's already been released.
Perfect, perfect.
But yeah, we're looking at EP release probably late summer, and then single early spring.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Now I feel better. See? 2023 is just kicking it. It's just, perfect. That's what I need to hear.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Too long. Okay.
Yes.
Too long. Okay. Let's talk about some of the projects too, because there's some other ones that you've been working on too. So you also were working with Chad on one of his recent releases as well, High Time.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to be able to be in the room and create an amazing tune that he decided to put on his record.
Nice.
Which is like pretty effing awesome.
That's absolutely amazing.
Great. In my opinion, it's never disappointed.
Mm-hmm. They are on one hell of a tour.
Yeah, they're going to go hit the road and bring their amazing tunes to the world as they do.
Mm-hmm. It's been too long for that too. Way too long.
It has.
Yeah.
It has.
Are you going to be going on some of those?
Maybe as a party buddy.
Well, I figured that. That's what I was asking. Yeah, I figured you'd be going as a party buddy for that for
Hopefully if we get a single out that reacts, maybe we'll get the tour next year.
Mm. See? Yeah, he's got to do
it. You know, it's always fun because every once in a while I get the, hey, I miss you. You should come visit. I'm very fortunate. So blessed. My life is amazing.
It's got to be kind of cool because you grew up with three of the members of the band, right?
Yes.
See, my memory is doing really well here. That's good.
Yeah.
Just remembered that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, it's we've all known each other for a long time. I'm a little younger. Oh, I'm going to hang on to that one forever.
I was just going to say, hold on to that one.
Yeah, right? I'm slowly catching.
Yeah, but you'll always be younger.
That's right.
See, it never goes away. That's right.
No.
Title you have.
Those four gents talk about salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are so good. You've got some other projects you've been working on. You just finished doing the Stampede City sessions as well with Andrew Hyatt, 604 Records team, and some other fellow artists as well. That was just put onto YouTube, I think, on the 21st or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just got put, the link just got put out. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We did a 604 kind of showcase during the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. There's so much talent there. Andrew is just an amazing dude. I got a huge crush on him. He's such a cool dude.
He is.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun to share the stage with him and JoJo Mason was there, and JoJo's Daniel Ryan cool as well. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I can imagine you guys out there and just having an absolute blast. I missed that. I really wanted to get out there for that stuff.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the other projects that you've been working on too?
Well, I have, speaking of Tegan Gase, done some writing with her. She's got a song, another single coming out soon that I believe I had a hand in, which is nice.
Nice.
It's a great tune. She's just such a sweetheart. She's originally from, I think, Chetwin.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And now she's been in Kelowna for, she's hometown Kelowna now. But she's so small town at heart, I think that's why we get along so well.
She's probably looking up at you going, oh, this is so good.
just some of her stories, it's so relatable to where we grew up. And there's another artist of Tracy's that we've been doing some co-writing with, and it's actually a little more pop rock than country, which is kind of fun because it's neat to step out of the genre.
Nice.
And write something a little different. Well, and I'm not genre specific.
Mm-hmm.
A great song is a great song.
That creative side of you, it just pulls in all those influences that you love, right? And that's the best thing about music. It's creating something 100%. New. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can't forget about your beer, Rattlesnake Bite by Russell Brewery Company. That's still, I still haven't had that yet.
No?
No.
I had one can that I put on top of my cupboards because I was like a relic.
Can't get one it night, anymore.
I caved. I know, and I think my mom's got a couple cans in the fridge.
And she's probably holding on to those for a while too.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, if hold on to them long enough, they might be a hot commodity.
You just never know. Well, it is for me.
It was a lot of fun. That was really cool.
Yeah, that's a cool experience. Let's talk about the festival that you've got that's coming up on July 9th. Thank you so much for doing this one for Gone Country and the Cure for Cancer fundraiser in BC.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been anxiously awaiting to bust down the doors and get on the stage at Gone Country. My family's battled cancer since I can remember. Lost my grandfather at 5 to cancer. My uncle, when I was about 16, 17, he was 56, lost him.
Wow, 56.
My sister battled melanoma at 25.
Oh, wow.
My mom had her thyroid taken out. So cancer's been a real deal in my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm really excited to be a part of such a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to blow the roof off it.
Well, I'm really grateful that you're doing that one because it's dear to me too, for my family as well. There's so many members of my family.
Right.
And thank you for doing that. It's really, really important. So I'm looking forward to that one. I'll put it at the bottom of the article.
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. Okay. Rapid fire burning questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Favorite singer, songwriter, storyteller of all time.
Oh. Of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crow. Randy Travis.
Nice. Very cool. Is there a song in particular?
Digging Up Bones. Mm. Come on. Forever and ever, ever. Amen.
Yeah, very cool.
He's got such amazing, he's got an amazing voice. He's such a great singer.
He is. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him.
No.
Favorite song on the radio today? Any genre?
Something in the Orange.
Okay. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, really liking that song.
I had to add on something to the end of this one because I originally had down favorite guilty pleasure, but then I knew, okay, I better add food or something on there. So favorite guilty. Favorite.
BG here.
That's right. Favorite guilty pleasure for food.
Oh, poutine all day.
Really?
Oh, savory. Mm-hmm. Give me the salt and the gravy and the cheese and the carbs.
I know. Once you have it once, you can't go back.
And a treadmill.
You can't go back. First song. No. First song you ever played for a significant other.
Oh, goodness.
Here comes another.
About a Girl by Nirvana.
Oh, very nice. Okay. I know
trying to
that,
go way back.
I know that you were able to get on the ice with Wayne Gretzky. I remember that. And I know that the Oilers, obviously, are your favorite hockey team. Is there a favorite hockey player of all time?
Oh, it's got to be Gretzky.
Okay. Wasn't sure. That's why I thought I'd
all
ask.
Day.
Okay. All right.
When the great one makes fun of you, you got to be a fan for life.
What did he say?
Oh, well, we took the ice, and this was back when I had my ridiculous blonde mohawk.
I remember.
And I had an authentic home Oilers jersey, 99 with Gretzky on the back. And I played hockey till I was 15. Mm-hmm. So I could skate, and I had these brand new skates that I hadn't got sharpened. And I was mildly hungover, I'll admit. And I come out onto the ice, and I did a little slippity slide, and I grabbed the boards, and Gretzky looked over, and he pointed to me. He's like, "We got to get that kid a helmet." Chad goes, no, he's probably just a little buzzed from last night. Wayne's like, "Hell, we all played like that for 10 years. We all still wore helmets."
That's cool.
Oh my God, Wayne just rattled me.
That's a cool memory. That's a really cool memory.
Won't forget that one.
Yeah, I won't forget him teasing you either. Last album you ever listened to from front to back?
Oh, well, I'm going to go with it's been a while. I'm actually going to go with One Republic, the Native album, I think it was.
Okay, very cool. Okay.
He's another very, very talented individual.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Favorite memory growing up on the farm? Or not on the farm, but in the prairies?
Just a lot of freedom, I think. I don't know if I have a memory at all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was just the sense of being able to, as long as you're home and the lights, street lights come on, mm-hmm. or, you know, and just being able to adventure and not having to worry about or having a sense of fear, you know, of being able to get into as much trouble as we want.
That's where
to a certain extent.
From. Yeah.
You know, I there's too many.
Okay.
Too many great little memories of growing up in a small town. So
I think the values.
Hopefully I can
too.
Bring all of them into songs until I'm gone.
Mm. I think the small town values that we grow up with, yes. I think really shape us into who we are as adults and just the work drive that we have.
Well, and I'm the guy that gets stuck at the mall holding the damn door for everybody. Like, Mom always said I'd make a good doorstop.
It's just a gentleman. Just a gentleman.
Yeah, that's true. Chevrolet's not dead.
No, not at all. See? Just got to peel back those layers a little more.
That's right. Damn it.
Name one of the best pranks ever played on you, either by Chad or you did to Chad.
Nope.
Come on.
PG.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
I have not pulled any pranks that we can talk about in any interview.
Okay, so
I'm just gonna have to say pink eye.
Pink
eye. And I got pink eye.
You got the pink eye. Gotcha.
Yeah. So and that's where the prank stopped.
Okay, so you're going to have to tell me this. If I see you on the road at one of the festivals, you're going to have to tell me.
And that's a state of shock story.
Yeah, I had a feeling it must be.
Of course it is.
Okay, last question. What is your best, most useless talent?
Oh, the verbal diarrhea that I have, obviously.
I can see Chad in the background going, oh, this.
I was holding up cue cards. Oh, I can't. We rehearse this. You're an idiot. Yeah. My lack of filter.
Your lack of filter.
Well, it's a gift and a curse.
See, you didn't fall for it. It's not a lack of filter. It was right there when I asked you that question. You weren't going for it. No. It's going sure not enough. Happening.
Sure enough. See, I'm growing.
See, growing. But not with me. You're supposed to give me one of those little tidbits. That would have been great.
I gave you a little bit. Give you a tidbit of a tidbit.
You did. Okay. Next time, I'll catch you again. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I can't wait to get out there and see you live. Promise me a live interview.
100%, anytime.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time and coming on the show and talking about all the plans that you got coming up. New music, we cannot wait. You're talking about spring and then hopefully end of summer, fall for the EP.
Yes. Follow along with the socials.
Ooh.
And could you music everywhere.
I'm
going to be lighting it up with new stuff soon. So.
Oh, cannot wait. Congratulations on all your success. You are phenomenal. We love you and cannot wait to see you live again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You take care. Okay.
You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist, Kadu, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Runaway Angel. I've got Sean Austin. I'll be interviewing Kim Burley from the rock icons, the Stampeders. I will be doing a two-part series for the rock icons, Lighthouse. So excited to have these guys on the show. I've also got Neil Donnell, lead singer for the rock icons, Chicago. Man, what a show that one's going to be. Madeline Merlot, I've got Gore Bamford's going to be here as well. We've got some great shows coming up for you. Shantaya, I've got Anthony Tulo, Anne Vrend, NBC Voice finalist Bodie is going to be here. Griffin Palmer, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can check out all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show. I'm going to be closing the show with Nickelback's most recent release, High Time, co-written by Kadu. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Same old, same town, going nowhere. Need a brand new view in front of me. Don't need no map, no need to pack. And don't care much if we come back. Sitting still just wasn't meant for me. Some folks just go straight and narrow. Turns out that life ain't right for me. Every time we cross state lines, the grass we find on the other side always seems to
in and tap in, get your groove on. Front seat drums and backseat harmonies. When we drive by your countryside, stick out your thumb if you need a ride. No one knows just where this road will lead. Hey! Well, it's high time you and I got rolling.